Now it's time to sell insurance.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama keeps up the health care pressure today with a big rally at the University of Maryland. Meanwhile, in Congress today, Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus tries to sell fellow Democrats on his new health care package. The Baucus plan would allow health insurers to compete for policyholders across state lines. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports on this idea of interstate competition.
Insurers marketing their health care policies nationwide could help break up the near monopolies that exist in some states, according to Elizabeth Carpenter at the New America Foundation.
What this would do is allow somebody in Alabama or in Maine, where there's not a lot of competition, to access a quality, affordable product that's available nationwide.
Some state insurance regulators worry that nationwide plans could crowd out smaller insurance providers and end up reducing choices. But Kansas Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager says local companies have their own way of competing.
Some of the smaller companies are a known quantity. These are folks that live and work and go to church and their kids go to school together. And because of that, they're trusted.
Under the Baucus plan, state insurance regulators would still decide whether nationwide health care policies can be sold in their states. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Congress has appointed a panel to investigate the causes of the financial crisis, and the panel's work begins today. The Bipartisan Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission is modeled after the 9/11 Commission. It will not submit its findings until the end of next year, and that is long after Congress hopes to have new regulations in place for preventing another meltdown. European markets are up again this morning, about 0.5%, and most Asian markets were higher again today. The Bank of Japan gave an upbeat forecast and held its key interest rate near zero. On Wall Street, yet another new high for the year. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ zoomed 1.5% yesterday. The Dow jumped 108 points and closed at 9,791. Today, European leaders are preparing for battle ahead of next week's G20 summit in Pittsburgh. Much of the EU wants a big clampdown on bankers' bonuses. The U.S. and the U.K. are resisting. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
Bonuses are shaping up to be the toughest item on the Pittsburgh agenda. The U.S. and much of Europe are still divided over the issue. Many EU leaders want a cap on what they call excessive bankers' pay. They want clear guidelines and real sanctions against any banks that break them. But the U.S. and Britain take a different position. They have the biggest financial centres. They don't want to drive banks away by trying to dictate levels of compensation. Philip White is with the European Reform Group. He says continental European leaders are responding to their own voters' concerns.
There's a widespread perception that the financial crisis was built up in the UK and the United States, and that those two countries bear the primary responsibility for the mess that we found ourselves in.
At today's meeting, the EU leaders will seek to hammer out a common policy to take to next week's summit in Pittsburgh. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And we'll take you to Ireland in a moment as the ex-Celtic Tiger figures out what to do with its burst bubble.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys, constantcontact.com. By Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
This week, Irish lawmakers are trying to figure out how to revive their financial system. Ireland blew one of Europe's biggest property bubbles over the past decade. Yesterday, the finance minister described a banking plan that resembles a swine flu quarantine. From Dublin, Christopher Worth reports.
In recent years, Donegal in the north of Ireland saw a surge in luxury home building.
Lead through the double doors. This would be your kitchen area.
Local realtor Dara Fury says his work was easy during the boom years. But today, he complains properties like this unfinished four-bedroom house are skeletal monuments to better times.
The house needs all its second fix and finishing. You have to do all your doors, tiling, flooring, painting inside, all your bathrooms, fireplaces and kitchen. Take it as you see it, you know.
The house was empty for 2 years before Fury sold it last month. With too many houses and too few buyers, he got less than half what the house would have brought had it been completed just 18 months ago. Ronan Lyons is an economist with Ireland's biggest property website, daft.ie.
In some years, twice as many properties as we needed were being built. So instead of producing maybe 40 to 50,000 new homes every year, we were producing maybe 70 to 90,000 at the peak.
When prices only went up and the banks readily loaned money to developers, few thought they would end up with about $130 billion worth of bad loans. Now, the government has to foot the bill. It wants to put the loans into what it calls the National Asset Management Agency, or NAMA. Economists like Trinity College's Brian Lucy just call it a bad bank. Lucy says it's a bit like an isolation ward in a hospital.
Imagine that the bank loans have got swine flu. A bad bank basically is set up to take all of the loans that have gone bad and so that they can no longer contaminate the existing good loans.
Lucy and other economists warn that the plan risks paying too much taxpayer money for assets that will, in all likelihood, keep losing value. For now, Ireland's government continues a delicate dance with the banks to make sure they take their share of the losses, and with the public to reassure them they're not footing the bill for others' foolishness, and with international investors and rating agencies who must be persuaded that the Celtic Tiger may one day roar again. In Dublin, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
America's children may not have economics degrees, but they are paying attention to recession news. See what some of them have to say at our website. Our Scratchpad blogger, Scott Jagow, sits down with some youngsters to talk about debt, credit, and whether the recession has changed their dreams. You can watch video of our small town hall at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.